Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. November 5th is the official date requiring the use of electronic ear tags for certain classes of cattle and bison crossing state lines. EID tags, as they're called, are the latest evolution for animal identification, but only certain classes of livestock will need the new tags, explains SDSU Extension veterinarian Russ Daly.
We're talking about animals of breeding age, beef cattle of breeding age, so bulls and heifers and cows that cross state lines, and that's on the beef side of things. Now, if we're talking about dairy calves and dairy animals, the dairy cows need that, but also the dairy breed calves. There's also a couple of other types of cattle, rodeo stock, you know, rodeo cattle that move, and then cattle going to shows.
He reports feeder and finishing cattle, or cattle of any class staying within the borders of South Dakota, will not require electronic identification. Cattle going to slaughter are also exempted from the EID mandate. EID tags carry numbers unique to each animal with an electronic wand or reader having the ability to quickly scan and record each number.
You don't have to have a reader, but I tell you what, there are a lot of producers and a lot of veterinary clinics that have been doing this for a long time, you know, with the electronic identifications, and especially with bigger groups of cattle, this has been a real godsend to them. It makes things so much easier.
EID tags also assist in safeguarding animal health, as they can aid in quickly tracking livestock connected with a disease outbreak. Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.